Hello and welcome to The Rufus Project, your podcasty guide to geek and pop culture stuff that just happens to be grabbing our attention at the time. I'm your host, Trevor Holland, and I will soon be joined by my good friend and king of cult cinema in Brisbane, Christian Fletcher. But what do we have in store for you on what I'm thinking about starting to call our mini-episodes? Well, I'm glad you asked. I got to check out Doctor Who on iView, and I have a few thoughts as to why it is important to use iView to watch this show. I also get to join Christian as we reminisce about 15 years of Cards for Sorrow, the Brisbane Rocky Horror Floor Show cast, and the fun we've had bringing Rocky Horror to the audiences in a bit of a different and definitely fun way. Christian also provides a bumper crop of upcoming events. It's quite a list. And of course, we shall also have some details about our next redeeming features cast. So in the meantime, though, sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast. Well, I guess I'm kind of combining my feature and the geek news in one this time around. But again, it's my podcast, so I will do whatever I like. As long as you guys like it, okay? I do have some flexibility. But what I'm really focusing on here is the news that I'm sure all the fans of Doctor Who now know is that ABC's iView service is actually fast-tracking the new episodes of Doctor Who, so they're available almost straight after they've been screened in the UK for those who are willing to use the online catch-up service in order to check out the latest episodes. Now, I'm here to discuss why it is a very good idea to use this service if you're set up that way. Essentially, the more people that jump on and use this, and it's quite impressive that the ABC can do this, considering the rather drastic funding cuts that they have had to put up with over the past 12 months, but the more people that jump onto it, the more that distributors will pay attention to the fact that people are using this service. Now, the state of internet-based television has improved vastly for Australians in quite a short space of time, but we have to admit there's still quite a ways to go with our current limited content and really not a great variety in the services available. So by showing distributors that we are willing to watch content that is fast-tracked to us via these legitimate means, it's only going to encourage improvement and hopefully help us moving forward. Of course, it's not quite that simple. It never is. Obviously, with the state of internet in Australia, actually being able to watch a steady stream of the new Doctor Who on a Sunday morning when it's available on iView may not be the easiest thing. Now, I normally have no trouble with iView. I can watch it pretty smoothly most of the time. I'm just guessing that with the extra demand on the stream, those of us with less than ideal connections, well, let's face it, I suffered stuttering and I had to find alternative ways to watch Doctor Who. However, I still let the stream run. So I know that there's people out there who will be getting super duper high tech versions of the new Doctor Who straight from the nets. And that's fine. I respect that. I'm not here to judge you. All I'm suggesting that watch whatever version you like, but perhaps on a smartphone or a tablet or a laptop or whatever devices you have handy, load up iView, start playing the latest Doctor Who episode on that, turn the sound down, and just let it play. That way we're still showing those extra views of Doctor Who on that legitimate Australian service, and we're helping to push the numbers up, which is what the distributors are going to pay attention to. Okay, let's do this, guys. Let's make sure that we can use the best TV catch-up service we have in Australia to help bring more content faster to Australia. Spread the word. Let's do this.
I'm really excited decided this October to be celebrating 15 years of Cards for Sorrow. Now, Cards for Sorrow are the interactive fan floor show troupe, or they go under many names, which perform a lip-sync floor show alongside screenings of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. What started off for me as a 17-year-old as something I just sort of wanted to get out of my system and have a bit of fun with has led 15 years later to becoming a career and something that is still, you know, admired and has a loyal following. And people are now bringing the next generation of their family along. So it's really exciting. And I thought, you know, it makes sense being the fact that the Rufus Project is Christian Fletcher and Trevor Holland, and being the fact that it is also the, I suppose, the only remaining cast members from Cards for Sorrow, that the one of the, you know, two of the founding members. So I'm glad, Trevor, that we're all still there to tell the tales.
Absolutely. 15 years, it just doesn't seem that long.
It's interesting, like, I think it sort of does, in some respects it does, but in many ways it doesn't, because I think the movie never changes, even though there's, you know, shock horror audience members, there's lots that happens behind the scenes, or has happened behind the scenes. So, you know, really what you're seeing is, you know, you're seeing 1% of it, I suppose, when you're seeing a screening of it. There's so much happens, you know, behind the scenes. But I think that, you know, it being the fact that the movie hasn't changed, I think that's the part that kind of makes it feel like it is literally in a time warp. So who'd think that there'd be so many memories from a film that's now 40 years old? So I'm really excited that we managed to coincide our, you know, our 15th anniversary with the 40th anniversary of the film. And so, Trevor, what have been some of your highlights or special memories of being involved with Cards for Sorrow?
To be honest, Christian, some of the stuff that brings a bigger smile to my face is where we had to deal with things going wrong, because I think that's what's really helped shape Cards for Sorrow. I mean, when we started out, we were just so focused on being as close to the movie as we possibly could. And I think it was at a Bugger Road screening at one point in front of a few hundred people. I sat down in the chair as Frank, and the bottom fell out of the throne. And it's just like, okay, I can either just panic or just push on through. So I pushed on through, and it just got this huge response from the audience. And I think there was a realization that, you know, we could, I suppose, play up a bit. And almost poke fun at the movie the way the audience does with regards to, like, the callbacks and the audience participation. You know, we could have a similar sort of thing on stage and get the audience involved as well. And I think it's that sense of fun is really helped Cards for Sorrow, you know, make it through. From chairs falling out to, backdrop, or the, to the backdrop falling over. What else was there? There was a night that one of the last remaining prints on film in Brisbane melted in the projector. That was quite spectacular. But probably one of my all-time favourites was when the video cut out and the audio kept going. So we performed the movie impromptu sock puppet style with our hands.
Oh, Trevor, I'd forgotten about that. There's been so many memories and so many incarnations of the cast too. You know, like what you said, as soon as we sort of realised that, hey, we can have fun with this, it's sort of people let their hair down a bit more with it. We went through a stage where we kind of tried to make it all serious. And whilst it became a lot more polished wasn't exactly what was bringing the audiences back every time. It was them being able to see this fun that we were feeling on stage. And I think that's the secret to why it's kept going the way it has. And hey, that's the secret to the Rocky Horror Show in itself, is it was just having fun, you know. And I think so I think it's perfect that that we've enjoyed the same kind of success. Well, actually, not success, you know what I mean. The same kind of joy, I suppose, that the Rocky Horror Show has brought, you know. And as I said, you know, whilst you're coming and seeing a floor show, gosh, if you knew what's happened behind the scenes, I could write a book about it.
Are you going to write a book about it?
We'll hopefully be on the cards. So I'm really excited to be celebrating our 15th anniversary. And Trevor, thank you so much for being involved with Cards for Sorrow for the 15 years. And here's to another 15 years, question mark. So let's see what the future brings with the cast.
Absolutely. And Christian, thank you for putting it together in the first place. It's formed a massive part of my life, and I wouldn't have it in any other way.
With Christian Fletcher Events, there's always something coming up. We're excited to be celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Beatles' debut film, A Hard Day's Night, one of the most influential musical films of all time, at New Globe Theatre on Wednesday the 30th of September at 6:30 p.m. Bring the kids along. Under 18s must be accompanied by a parent. Tickets are $10 per person. And hey, there's a licensed bar. Arrive earlier for some drinks and some pre-show Beatles music. The Roaring Twenties Cinema at Paddington Hall, Paddington, continues fortnightly from the 2nd of October. A two-hour immersive program featuring shorts, trailers, cartoons, and a 20s feature. Join Brisbane's cheapest form of time travelling. Go back to the golden age of cinema going. Tickets are $10 per person and are available at the door, however these are limited. We've got 3 hours of your favourite 90s music videos on the big screen on Friday the 16th of October. Head to New Globe Theatre, Fortitude Valley from 8:30 p.m. Grab a drink, bring your friends along and dance the night away. We've got so much on offer. Over 10 years of classic hits at the 90s music video party. You heard it here first, my Halloween program has been announced. Kicking off on Thursday the 22nd of October, we have 1985 cult horror films, Reanimator and George A. Romero's Day of the Dead. Screening is a $15 double feature from 6:30 p.m. The following week, we have the 80s film Killer Workout and two recently made American horror shorts, which are screening as part of our Trash Horror Short Night on Thursday the 29th of October at New Globe Theatre. Come along and see a triple feature of some pretty awesome films. Looking ahead to November, we've got a David Bowie afternoon with a screening of the movie Labyrinth on Sunday the 8th of November at New Globe Theatre. Then in the same venue on Friday the 13th of November, we've got the 1981 horror classic Evil Dead. To celebrate my birthday on the 21st of November, we're turning the entire New Globe Theatre into the ultimate 70s party. Tickets are now on sale for that, so come down and shake your groove thing. For more details about upcoming events, visit www.christianfletcher.com. I look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to The Rufus Project. We hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as we enjoyed putting it together, and we would love to hear from you guys. If you have any suggestions, requests, feedback, whatever, it's super duper easy to get in touch with us. You can find The Rufus Project on Twitter and Facebook. You can also head to our homepage, therufusproject.podomatic.com, and leave details right below this very episode. We also have an email, therufusproject@gmail.com. See, we do make it easy for you to get in touch with us. We'd particularly love to hear from you if you have any thoughts about our upcoming Redeeming Features cast. This time, we're having a look at the 2011 action psychological drama, very confusing to define picture, Sucker Punch. Here's a little taste of what we've been checking out.
Your fight for survival starts right now. I'm gonna escape from here. There's armed guards everywhere. If Blue finds out, we're dead. We're already dead.
This is your journey. If you succeed, it will set you free.
I would just like to clarify that the music in the actual movie is far, far better than the filler tune they've used in that trailer. Just so you know. Also, please don't forget that you can head to our t-shirt store, therufusproject.printup.com.au, for some very original, very unique designs that cover quite a range of geeky tastes. And what better thing to wear than a Rufus Project shirt whilst you're watching our Ustream or YouTube channels for gameplay footage done by yours truly. Now the moral of this mini-episode of the Rufus Project is, If you use the service, more will come. See you next time. When I think about 15 years of Rocky Horror and Cards for Sorrow, it really brings just one thing to mind. As much fun as it is now, and it certainly has improved and gotten better over the years, this thought always comes to me when I think about that first time we ever performed on stage and just how marvelous it was. And 15 years on, it is still just as magical. If you can make it to the Chanel Cinema on the 2nd of October, please, please come along. It's going to be an amazing night and it's going to be fantastic. Okay, this hasn't been my usual comic dodgy ending, but this really is a big thing and a big deal. Come along and enjoy and have fun with the gang of Cards for Sorrow.